Hey guys, it's Mr. Silva here, and I'm gonna do a little podcast about a little about myself. Let's start with my age. I'm 15. I'm in 8th grade. I got held back in preschool, kindergarten, because I refused to be a good kid. Let's move on here. 8th grade. Not fun. I got a beautiful, beautiful girlfriend that I love with my whole heart, Chloe Williams. She is my love. And let's see here. My mom and dad are divorced. Mom and dad both got new lovers, I guess. My mom is 37 years old. My dad is 41. My mom's boyfriend, Michael, is 27. Talk about a fucking cougar. And my dad's girlfriend is 38, I want to say. Not sure. I got two sisters. I got a 23-year-old sister, Amber, who just got engaged. I have a 10-year-old sister who just got her first boyfriend. I live in the middle of fucking nowhere in the country. That's fun. I've been practicing driving since I was like 7. My grandpa lives not even a quarter mile away from us, so I get to do pretty much whatever the fuck I want. My grandpa pulled out the Gator one time, which is basically a go-kart, a souped-up go-kart. It's a farm go-kart, pretty much. And we were driving around, and he told me to get in the driver's seat at 7 years old. I could barely reach the fucking pedals. Yet, he made me drive. He said, "You're gonna drive whether you want to or not." And I said, "Oh, that's great." And I drove, and I was surprisingly good at it for a 7-year-old. The next time, I asked him, "Hey, can I drive the Gator?" And he said, "Sure." And I went out driving, and I wrecked it. We used to have this treehouse up by our house, and up by my grandpa's house. And I was driving like what you think a fucking 7-year-old would drive like. I was going like full speed on a straightaway, and I was swerving everywhere and hit the tree that the treehouse was in. And this was an old treehouse. This thing has been a treehouse since my dad was a little kid. And I drive into it, and it falls on the Gator. Luckily, I wasn't hurt until my grandpa got to me. My grandpa fucking murdered my ass. It was, now that I look back at it, the funniest fucking shit that's ever happened to me. But back then, I didn't think it was very funny. That's it, guys. I'll catch y'all later. Mr. Sylvie, out.